Rosemary.
Hello, how are you?
Rosemary, I love you.
Oh, that's nice.
I'm always thinking of you.
Good on ya.
Good on ya.
Nice to hear from you at last.
Nice to be heard. What's happening? Where are you?
I'm in Goodna.
Goodna?
Yes.
Lovely. What's happening in Goodna today?
Very quiet. Overcast, but quite warm.
Mm.
I have three names, three places for you.
Mm.
Okay, when I was at a netball carnival, I couldn't work out where Biola was.
What's that?
Biola. It's not Biola, it's Billawilla.
Oh, no. Oh, yes. Out in west of Rockhampton.
Billawilla.
Yes.
And then the other one is Capalaba.
Capalaba.
Exactly. And then my sister came up here for my daughter's wedding and she went for a shopping spree and got lost.
Hmm.
And she rang me up and she said, I'm at Mount Imani. I said, where the hell is Mount Imani? I said, have a look around and see what you can see. She said, I can see a place called Jindalee. I said, well, you're at Mount Imani. You're just down the road. I said, get out on the Ipswich motorway and come back.
Now, I know where Mount Imani is because I was there at RV Norman about 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, you were at Oxley.
Exactly.
Yes, just down the road.
I was at Oxley.
I know where
Capalabar is because one of our sponsors, Oldfield Holden, comes from Capalabar.
Yeah, that's out on the coast type thing. And Billawilla, because I see a lot of names on buses when you go to netball carnival, and you learn a lot. But my sister comes from Yass.
All right. Well, let me test you.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see how good you are. There's a place where my father was born and I spent a lot of time on the mid-north coast of New South Wales.
Oh, good, yeah,
okay. Ready for it?
Yep.
E-U-N-G-A-I.
E-U-N.
E-U-N-G-A-Y. There's one that's a rail and one that's a creek next to each other.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Between Maxwell and Kempsey. E-U-N-G-A-I.
Yeah, I know where Maxwell is, but I've never heard of the other.
Ewan-guy.
Oh, yes, I have.
Well, there you go. So you've seen the sign, but you didn't know what it was.
No, well, you say it differently.
It's like Billawilla.
You were always taught to sound your words or your letters.
You were indeed when we were young, Rosemary, and now it's different.
Oh, I know. It's look and see. Don't tell me about that. I've got enough trouble with the grandkids trying to teach them maths and English. And I say, no, this is the way you do it. And they say, no. I said, this is long division.
Oh,
they say, no. Teacher said it's short division. I said, well, you tell him he's wrong.
Well, Rosemary, don't start me. let's just pretend you put the little line there, then the flat line across, and you divide, you divide 200... And what'll I do? 248.
Yeah.
Right by 8.
Yeah.
So 8 goes into 2, doesn't go. 8 into 24 goes 3 times, nothing left over. Nothing to carry.
Yeah.
Right? 8 into 8 goes 1, so it's 31, right?
Yeah.
They don't do anything like that anymore.
I know.
And I'm very confused.
I mean, so are the kids.
Not as confused as I am.
Oh, look, I'm confused. I just tell them my way. I say, look, I can tell you how to get the answer. But you'll have to talk to your teacher about the way you do it, because this is the way we were taught, and that's it. And I mean, I've got a grandson now that he loves his maths because I taught him. I said, I'll teach you how to cheat a little bit.
You can't teach him how to cheat.
Yes, I did.
How to do it the shorter way.
Yes.
Now, listen, the last question I'll ask you before I got to go.
Yep.
Rosemary?
Yep.
What's the name of the place I was talking about earlier on the Gold Coast?
Oh, on the Gold Coast.
What's Warren Gary.
That Warren thing.
Warren Gary.
Yeah.
Warrongery.
Yeah.
So you weren't listening. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Tell her love, all the best to you.